The Biden administration says the United States will accept up to 100,000 Ukrainians fleeing the war. Tens of thousands of refugees from Afghanistan are also making a fresh start here. New England Public Media's Nirvani Williams has this story about two Afghan women living in western Massachusetts.
Fatih is a student from Afghanistan whose ability to speak English got her on a U.S. plane out of the country.
I could tell my problem to the soldier, to the American soldier, that please, I am just myself, I'm alone, let me go.
Fatih boarded a U.S. military plane amidst the chaos at Kabul International Airport.
I'm really thankful of that guy, that soldier, that let me to get in.
She's 19 years old. Malalai is a 46-year-old former administrator at Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense and mother of six adult children. They're still in the country. Every day that passes, it bothers me, Malalai says. If I lose my children, what can I do then? We're not using Fatih and Malalai's full names out of their concern for their families. They met in temporary housing with similar fears. Both women haven't been able to stop thinking about their families in hiding back home.
She's worried. The main problem is the wilderness that during the night sometimes keeps her awake, just thinking.
They've grown closer since escaping Afghanistan. Fatih even helps Malalai by translating what she says in Dari. Fatih says Malalai feels like a mother to her, but their adjustment to their new life has been stressful.
I said I want to be with her together for living.
The resettlement agency, Catholic Charities, found them a one-bedroom apartment in Northampton, Massachusetts. Fatih says sharing one room is difficult. She and Malalai are a generation apart, have different sleeping schedules, and talk on the phone at different times.
So would you sleep in one room with your mom or with your aunt?
Oh, no.
It's okay, we both signed for this apartment, but you can imagine.
Finding affordable housing for evacuees has been a major challenge for resettlement agencies across the country. Catholic Charities is covering Fatih and Malalai's one-year lease under the condition that they secure jobs to make steps towards independence. Within a few weeks, an opportunity opened up for Fatih. A Catholic Charities volunteer told her about a job at a cafe near her apartment.
Well, you meet every day new persons or maybe a regular customer.
Fatih has been working as a cashier and waitress for about 3 months.
I have a job still, money is coming, and maybe this is not an ideal job, but it is better than to be at home and thinking all the day and counting the problems.
Malalai also found a job after weeks of searching. She says she spends most of her morning in English classes. And the rest of her day as an assistant chef at a nearby campus of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Fatih admires Malalai's perseverance.
She is really a strong woman. This is very hard and it needs a very strong person to go ahead and not give up.
And maybe she's talking about herself, too. As both women stride forward, they say their reliance on each other, as a chosen family, is what they need to keep their hope alive. For NPR News, I'm Nirvani Williams.